Eliminating immunosuppressant drugs after a kidney transplant. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. Investigators at Stanford University have now developed a novel protocol that may allow some kidney transplant recipients to get rid of their immune-suppressing drugs. The researchers are reporting that 12 patients have undergone their new protocol, and 8 of the 12 have now been off their immunosuppressant drugs for at least 1 year. In some cases, these patients have been off these drugs for longer than 3 years without any apparent damage to their new kidney. In addition, none of the 12 patients has experienced kidney transplant failure or serious side effects. The new technique differs from the standard kidney transplant procedures. It combines carefully targeted irradiation of a patient's lymph nodes, spleen, and thymus, along with stem cells drawn from the kidney donor's blood. These new donor stem cells eventually differentiate to join the components of a recipient's immune system. The new protocol carries a total expense estimated to range from $20,000 to $40,000, and so it has the potential to pay for itself within a few years. In addition, it requires no additional hospital time. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.